Shout out to all my fellow natalists for embracing the Daniel Natal Show. I'm pleased, as someone with the last name Natal, to know that the term natalist is someone who promotes a belief in the reproduction of human life. The term comes from the Latin adjective for birth, natalis. So natalists are people who believe in having families, individuals who hold store by the sanctity of human life. This is quite a contrast to the globalists who preach depopulation, the gospel that human beings are a cancer on the planet. With the 1968 book The Population Bomb by Paul Ehrlich and the 1972 Limits to Growth Report by Donella Meadows, the global oligarchs decided to institute plans to promote depopulation. It was as a result of this impetus that abortion was suddenly legalized, as well as the birth control pill promoted. In addition, homosexuality and transgenderism campaigns were designed to channel procreative energies into fetal outlets. I was reading one article on the internet that shed light on one aspect of the marketing campaign to dissuade natalism. The writer observed the fact that prior to the baby boom generation, children were held to be precious. They were the gateway to one's posterity, the promise that our civilization would survive into the future. But after the globalists decided to short-circuit this, this generation was flooded with mass media that conditioned them to think of children as a threat. They were deluged with movies like Children of the Damned, or Damien the Omen, or The Brood, and so forth. The baby boomers were trained to think that kids are a threat, and to save the planet, one must make the brave decision to kill them. The residues of this anti-human philosophy are on display today, with educators treating children as if they're radioactive, as if Junior will kill Granny. And though no medical institution has ever documented a single case of cootie-covered Billy killing Granny, the hysteria and anti-human regimen persists.
Put your mask on.
No, you gotta wear it on, honey. No, you gotta keep it on.
There you go. Keep it right there.
Yay, Mason! Yay!
Keep it on, Mason. Look, we're gonna keep it right here.
This normalization of child abuse and dehumanization is part and parcel of the larger plan. There are twisted anti-human forces at play whose single-minded goal is genocide, or what they call euphemistically, population reduction.
The population of this world was only 3 billion. The intention was to reduce it to 1 billion. Now the population of the world is 7 billion. There will be a need to kill many billions of people, or to starve them to death, or to prevent them from giving birth, in order to reduce the population of this world. This is what is in store for most, for those who will suffer and die, there will be the peace of the grave.
While it might sound like madness to imagine a crime of such breathtaking scope unfolding in the 21st century, don't be too sure. In the book Scale by Jeffrey West, he talks about how systems change according to how big or how small they are. In his discussion of scale, he mentions the man who invented what we today know as fractal patterns. His name was Lewis Fry Richardson. Richardson discovered exponential change when he studied war across the centuries. He noticed that with each new century, death from war escalated by a larger order of magnitude. For instance, if in the 18th century 250,000 people were killed, then in the 20th, it swelled to 250 million. Following the trajectory, no less than 2.5 billion may lose their lives in the 21st century. His main aim was nothing less than to develop a science of war. His main thesis was that the dynamics of conflict are primarily governed by the rates at which nations build up their armaments, and that their continued accumulation is the major cause of war. He viewed the accumulation of weapons as a proxy for the collective psychosocial forces that reflect but transcend history, politics, economics, and culture, whose dynamics inevitably lead to conflict and instability. Historian Will Durant said, "Science tells us how to heal and how to kill. It reduces our death rate in retail, and then kills us wholesale in war." Of course, due to the introduction of the atomic bomb, military historian Martin Van Creveld said that the old 20th century style of wars are too dangerous and destructive now, so science has looked for new ways to achieve the same end, but by different means. The establishment media is doing everything possible to make sure that you don't hear some of the most important voices out there on medicine, science, politics, business, media, and so much more. That's why it's so important that you check out The New American Show, Conversations That Matter with Alex Newman, which tackles all of these topics and more.